NamNab is a podcast that deals with the grisly details of a variety of topics, including true crime cases, government cover-ups, conspiracies, and the paranormal. This content is not suitable for everyone. Viewer discretion is advised.
She was murdered.
Summer dudes,
welcome back.
This is not a monster, not a boogeyman.
I'm Naomi.
I'm Janae.
And I'm Les. And we're going to pick up where we left off. Wait a minute. Yes. Anyway, this is part two of the Watts murders. just to recap a bit, we got Shanann and Chris Watts. They got their two girls. Shanann's preggit. Preggit.
Preggit.
Like those fucking Yahoo answers questions.
Preggit.
How do I know if I'm pregante? Peggot. Preggot.
She's pegging. She's pregnant with Nico Watts. So, little does Shanann know, I think it's like literally a week before the video is posted or right around the same time, Chris meets this chick at his work. He's looking all good now, I guess. Whatever. He's lost a bunch of weight. He's feeling more confident. He lost so much weight, he had to get his wedding ring resized and didn't have it on one day. Mm-hmm. Totally kind of maximized on the situation because he gets like flirted with Nicole Kessinger.
Excuse me.
Huge person in this story. She worked the front desk for the company that Chris belonged to. On June 20th, Shanann noticed Chris missed her first sonogram with Nico. So yeah, he just kind of, I guess, jumped right in with Nicole. He made
That's
it seem
fucked up when your wife is pregnant. That's especially fucked up.
Yes. Thank you for saying that. It mm-hmm. is. Also, he just made it seem like to detectives, like when he's getting asked about Nicole, that she just sort of should have assumed that he was married. But he totally lied to her because he had pictures of his kids on like his lock screen for his phone and stuff. And she was like, you know, asked him if he was married and totally lied about it and said no.
He's an asshole.
Or that he was, but he's getting a divorce. Like, come on, man. Why the fuck would you be getting your wedding ring resized? Anyway, so Chris totally, like, embarks on this new persona with Nicole. Like, he's living a lie at this point. And sticks to that for, like, the next few months.
He sees it as an escape.
Yeah, he sees it as an escape. And I kind of understand if you're, like, need a little escape, like, if it was nothing. But you see this person every day at work. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it doesn't stop there. So he starts hanging out with Nicole, trying to like miss home a lot more, stays later at work, pretty much just wants to be away from them and spend more time with Nicole. So yeah, he basically was like, oh, I missed your first sonogram because I was running from tornadoes. Fuck. Anyway.
Fucking weird, but okay.
So,
flat oil area, yeah.
In the midst of all this, I don't know why Shanann decided to go do this. You know what? If I logically put it together, I think the only reason why you would want to travel, so she's planning like a 6-week vacation to North Carolina when she's pregnant. The only reason why I would think that was logical is so that you don't have to take care of yourself and those types. You know, like she just needs some support, which is obvious. She can't get it from Chris right now. So she's basically planning to go hang out with her family, see Chris's parents, take the kids, take the girls, and stay out there for about 6 weeks. And the plan was that Chris would come the last 2 weeks and, take that time off for work. This was just a big, big opportunity for him to hang out with Nicole.
For a month.
Yeah, whole fucking month he got to hang out with her. It was the best month of his life, you'd say. Chris was on his own. They slept together like almost the night before. Like it didn't even take him a fucking heartbeat, you know. Mm-hmm. All this, your wife is pregnant and she's with your two girls out of state. No big deal. Fucking asshole, dude. Anyway,
such a dick.
Yeah, seriously. Nicole is a little bit of a liar. when she says she didn't know that he was married. I think at this point, she totally kind of knows. Like, maybe it wasn't spelled out for you, but she, like, had the chance to visit his home when they were gone. And, like, everything is the same. Like, it's literally you stepping into a family that's actively together every day. Mm-hmm. And she kind of sensed that. And I think they also kind of talked about Chris's relationship with Shanann. And from the sounds of it, it was like they had this agreement that he wasn't sleeping in the same bed, basically. But I don't know about you. When the divorce papers aren't finalized at that point, that's still together. Yeah, they're not. They don't even live in separate houses. Mm-hmm. Like, they're totally
they're
together.
They're not even legally separated.
Yeah, they're together.
Right.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Let's see. Oh, this is just a fun fact. After cheating on their spouses, adulterers blame their spouses and underestimate the real emotional damage of their actions. Yeah, he definitely at this point feels like a victim and is like, oh, Nicole's my knight in shining armor. I'm going to fucking leave Shanann.
It's like, bro, you're just an asshole.
Fuck up. I think at this point, too, Chris is like, because of the whole weight loss thing, it brings a lot of, I think, confidence questions and like, you know, emotional validation. He wants to be like sexually validated. He feels like awesome that he's getting flirted with this younger girl. And it's like a whole power surge for him, right?
Yeah. In a situation where you didn't really have a lot of power.
Except for you did, you know, like you do, but he just doesn't see it. Yeah, he's definitely victimized in
his
head.
He likes to think he didn't, but he did.
Yeah. Like, Shanann's just this big, scary lady. No, no, I'm joking. I totally know that that's possible. But I totally think the whole making that decision and not realizing the consequences of your actions is like Chris's MO. He's really good at that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Half-ass thinks through things. Mm-hmm.
Just you're so fucking passive that you realize, like, you know.
I already did it.
Yes. I already did it.
I already had the baby that I'm now indebted to for the rest of its life. Two of those. And a marriage. Which is just like a baby.
And another one on the way.
Holy shit. Yeah, now I'm making this fucking commitment and had sex with this girl. Like, gotta go with it now. You can't just go back on that. Anyway, Chris.
Like, so you just keep making dumbass fucking.
Cheating sounds like a lot of work.
It was a lot of work for him. I mean, not actually. He fucking enjoyed every minute that they were gone. But I guess this 1 month definitely made it easier for him to spend some time with her.
I just can't understand cheating, period. It just doesn't make a single bit of sense to me.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of things about cheating that are very complex per person, I would say. Yeah, it's so, so hard to understand. But Chris explained that he felt his relationship with Nikki was more peaceful. He felt like he was, quote, in more control, just like you said. He found that they were more compatible and had more chemistry. Like, you know, he was like, I like cars and she likes cars. And I'm like, yeah. Ooh. So in depth. Anyway,
you found someone with common interests.
Cool. They're like barely common interests. She's like, I think there's a good amount of years between them. I think it's like 6 or 7, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, you have fucking common interests with a fucking 20-something-year-old. Nice. That just shows you're super, maybe not that mature. Maybe, I don't know. Anyway, I don't like to talk shit. You know, if you're dating someone older. Well, on the 4th of July, Nicole, like I said, went into their house. It was very, very clear their marriage was not over. After they hang out at his house, and I think they slept together there, they went to a baseball game together, spent basically the whole day splurging and going out. He does really say in interviews that he completely forgot his family when he was with Nicole. He really just spent a lot of the time with Nicole when Shanann and kids were out of town. Yeah, like the whole time.
That frustrates me.
Yeah. On July 8th, Shanann noticed that he literally did not text once the whole day. Yeah, so the girls have a, like, intense allergy to nuts, apparently, that Shanann made very clear to basically everyone. Like, everyone knows this because it's very intense. Apparently, they can't even be, like, in the same room with them. But she is over Chris's family alone, which is very, like, to me, shows a lot of character. Like, despite the fact that they don't like you and you do not have your husband with you in this state, you're still giving them the opportunity to hang out with your girls because it's important to your girls, right?
Right.
Yeah, but they totally fucked it up. Anyway, like Chris's
That's so
mom.
Frustrating. It's just, you can tell that they're fucking trying. Or she's fucking trying.
Yeah.
She's always, yeah, I think she's always been kind of trying. Like, mm-hmm. She knew that it wasn't. But Chris doesn't have a lot of fucking, like, so he doesn't stand up for her, is what it
at
seems
all.
Like.
At yeah.
all. Yeah.
He's
she
not
just
giving
is on
into
it
the
by her
relationship
house.
At all.
It's mm-hmm. by herself most of the time. Yeah, he's very unsupportive for her. And so Chris's mom gives the girls like ice cream with nuts in it. So stupid, honestly. It's like, yeah, that would actually cause anyone with even a mild reaction to react.
Yeah. It's narcissist behavior. She's just like doing shit to piss
Shanann off.
Yes, exactly. And focus the attention on her and make herself the victim in it.
Wow. Yeah, that's exactly what she did.
Yeah.
She got really mad at Shanann and was like, you know what? It's so fucking annoying that the rest of the world has to worry about your fucking girl's allergies. And it's like
they could die.
What the fuck? Do you think she's making it up? Were you like testing the waters, you psychopath? Jesus Christ. Anyway, yeah, it was a big issue. Shanann's pissed, especially since Chris is like nowhere to be found. Also, Chris fucking deletes his Facebook. I don't think it's because of this whole thing going on. I think it's because Shanann posted an ultrasound picture of Nico. And at this point, Chris is hanging out with Nicole and mm-hmm. doesn't want, and she tagged him in it. Mm. Nicole totally saw it. So he deletes his Facebook, makes Shanann thinks he's deleting his Facebook because of the drama between the family.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you little fucking shit.
It's a coward.
Yeah. Yeah. Chris's mom blocked Shanann because she basically talks about Nutgate on Facebook.
Nutgate.
I just love that got thrown in here. Like, this is a big plot point. Nuts.
I kind of think it is. It just shows, like, the stress that they were undergoing, like, how much Shanann was handling on her own while Chris was just having a gigantic affair. So
he's just having the
up.
Time of his life.
Literally, he's like, I'm going on all sorts of dates, and I have sex with this young girl all the day, and I don't even think about my family.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
like,
because your wife is taking care of your kids.
Yeah.
It's not.
Right. It's like, because your wife's handling fucking everything.
So, on July 19th, Chris saved some nudes of Nicole, and puts it in this calculator app, which is pretty fucking sneaky. Mm-hmm. So he's like going at really great lengths to hide his stuff. And I think, wow, that's insane. I've never heard of that app before.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah. And like, it does have its good uses. So like, if you're in an abusive home, mm-hmm. That's something you can do if your parents are ones that go through your phone.
Yeah.
And that's like, it's a good way to protect yourself, especially if you're in the queer community and don't feel like you're safe.
Yeah.
So it can be a resource.
Definitely got cheated on with one of those apps.
Yeah, like that, but they can be used for bad intentions as well.
Yeah.
That to me just does highlight that he knows what he's doing is wrong.
Yeah.
And is going to keep it from Shanann, but she's
not
very stupid.
You're hiding it.
Yeah, you're hiding.
You're going to great lengths to hide it.
She's kind of noticing that he's checked out of the relationship. So I'm assuming that she probably checks on his phone the day that he landed, like in North Carolina, to regain them.
Like, she knows at this point. She's like, I just need to fucking see it at this point.
On July 28th, I think this was like the last weekend that Chris and Nicole had together out of this little vacation he got from his family.
Mm-hmm.
They went to the sand dunes. Oh my God, I hate the videos from this. Nicole's kind of annoying, no offense. But anyway, there's like videos of them just having a dandy old time. And you know what's so weird? Like, I just went to a place that's really near the sand dunes, and I'm just like thinking about that and how like he was just there and then shortly murdered his family.
Yep.
Like, insane. Anyway,
living in the location of this is fucking wild.
It's insane, right?
Yeah, because you're like, I recognize these areas. I've been there.
He hadn't texted Shanann and the kids for 2 days. 2 days.
What the fuck?
It was weird.
Like, I'm going to just get my fill in with this girl and just fucking leave me alone for a while. Yeah, and then rejoin them in the 31st. Like a fucking teenager. Like, I guess I'll go. Oh, I hate being here. Pretending.
He got bored.
Oh my God. So obviously, Shanann and Chris start talking about stuff that's going on. They're still in North Carolina on August 6th.
Chris starts to bring up how he feels about the baby and how he feels about Shanann, and is, I guess, trying to tell her that he's really not interested in having the baby and would support her terminating it.
Mm-hmm.
And she...
Fucked up thing to say.
Yeah.
Don't say that especially to someone not considering that.
Yeah, especially if you haven't fucking been there for any of it, so you don't really get a say.
And, like, this is not the time or place to be going over, like, your compatibility with her. Like, you're re-questioning everything. This is all coming out of left field for her. She doesn't... None of it makes sense because she has no idea what's going on.
Right, and how do you even bring that up? Hey, if you felt like getting an abortion, like, I'm cool with that. Just so you know. Like, what do you... What?
It was more like, I think I asked you about it and let you know about it in the beginning, and now it's, like, too late, which is insane to say even then. Yeah. Yeah, it's fucked gross. Up what Shanann was gross. Going through. Like, Shanann was going through a terrible time in her relationship. He was just completely absent. And I would say
he
more harmful.
He was checked out.
Yeah, 100%. He was asked explicitly if he was having an affair, and he said no. Shocker.
Because he's a coward.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, she fucking knows. Just say it, dude.
Yeah, at that point, it's not... If they're asking, they know. If they're asking, they know. Don't lie about it. They know. They have receipts. They know.
Yeah.
It's just really, like, shocking for Shanann. She has, like, no idea.
Yeah. Well, but she can obviously tell.
Yeah. You know? She's picked up on all the hints. She's just not been explicitly said.
One final hint was the reason she knew was because Chris stopped hiding his financial records, which, keep in mind, like, this is insane. Chris spent, in his bankrupt family, spent a lot of money on Nicole, like, in a short amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which is, like, they're going through financial issues. It's just insane to me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she kind of notices that. And then they come back home, and things start to get complicated. Then Shanann basically has to leave, I think, after, like, a month or two when they get back from North Carolina. Mm-hmm. She has to go out on a business trip. For her company.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's in Florida where they have to go. She went with her best friend. Her best friend, what is her name? I think it's also
Nicole.
Yeah. Yeah.
Weird. I don't like that.
Yeah, there's so many Nicoles in the story. Or at least too many right there, just the two. But no. She goes with her there, and Chris, it's when she noticed that Chris used his credit card for dinner for two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so she comes back kind of very upset. Like, she throws herself at Chris when she returns to their house, mm-hmm, after her business trip, and is, like, basically just trying to save her marriage. She doesn't understand how he got to this point, mm-hmm, honestly,
mm-hmm,
but wants to try to make it work. She seems like a really, I guess, honest and transparent person. It, mm-hmm, seemed like even despite the fact that he was having an affair, she was still trying to understand him.
Yeah.
But that was unfortunately the night
that really
she died.
That's really painful. That's really painful to do.
I mean, it's so sad to have to do that. It's, like, terrible to have to do that, especially when you're pregnant. Like, imagine how insecure and stressed she is. It's, like,
very scary.
Your
entire life is changing right in front of you. It's terrifying because now you have two and almost three children that you had this whole life planned out for, and it's ripped out from under you when you aren't even expecting it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel so bad for her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she would talk to her friends about it this whole time. There's also a weird picture that I wonder if any of our listeners even know about, but there was a weird picture that I don't know if it's true, but Shanann said that throughout the time of her trip, the second trip, she got a picture sent to her from Chris randomly.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he had the kids while she was on business. Yeah. And, oh my God, such a fucked up asshole, honestly. Still cheated on her when the kids were there and just had them get taken care of with a babysitter. Anyway, I know. But he sends her a picture, apparently, of, like, a baby doll covered in a white cloth. And she posts it on her Facebook and is like, the fuck was this even me?
Right. Because what the fuck creepy. Is that?
Like, why would he send me this?
Ominous.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true, though. So I couldn't find anything about it being true. anyway, so when she comes back, that's when she gets home at, like, 2 in the morning. Her flight is delayed and everything. And Chris also sleeps with her. And I guess things just get heated. And she kind of knows that he's going to kill her. She mm-hmm. knows when he's on top of her because she's kind of, like, asking him to stop. And, like, she's afraid of him. Mm-hmm. And he said that he smothered her. He choked her. But her parents believed that she was asleep when he did it.
Yeah.
Because
he would have fought.
Right. There was nothing that showed that she fought back. Yeah, Chris explains it differently because he wants to paint her as yelling at him. Mm-hmm. And that's not true. Later he says that she was totally praying when she died.
You are particularly piece of shit.
Yeah.
So at this time, Chris is completely alone. Like, nobody knows what's going on. It's in the morning. She's dead. Bella comes into the room and sees Shanann and is like, what's wrong with mommy? You know? Mm-hmm. And Chris is like, she's just sick. Like, she's going to be okay. Like, let's go take her to the doctors.
Mm-hmm.
Wrap Shanann up in a fucking cloth. Puts her in the back of his trunk, I'm pretty sure, in his giant truck. So anyway, if that happened, well, then Bella came in afterwards and was still shocked. But they follow him. Like, he tells them to come with him, and he puts them in the back of his car, and they're alive at this point.
Because why should they distrust their father?
I mean, if he tried to kill them, maybe they'll...
Well, yeah, now.
Do they know that happened? I know. It's like
they may be too young to comprehend
that happened, or even if they were asleep or something, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, they, of course, trusted their dad and went with him. And then he takes them to a site that he's familiar with from his job. Mm-hmm. It's like a two-hour drive at this point. It's like 5 in the morning. And he backs up out of his truck and goes on and does that and then smothers both girls, puts their bodies in different locations compared to Shanann. I think Shanann was put like somewhere way more remote, like in shrubbery and in the woods, right? Mm-hmm. And she was covered up, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then the girls were found in oil tanks,
mm-hmm.
unfortunately. And I think that, like you mentioned, one of the girls, I think both of their deaths were cause of strangulation technically, but then one of them might have survived and drowned.
Yeah. Because
there was oil in her lungs.
Yeah, right? I think they said that they found oil in her lungs so that she had survived both suffocation attempts and then just died of drowning.
Jesus Christ.
Which is really unfortunate.
Yeah, so at this point, Chris goes to work and acts like everything is okay. Calls the girls' schools to make sure that they know that they're not going to come to school today, which the school thought was strange because Chris usually never calls them.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid ass. It's always Shanann calling.
He's not involved in his children's life at all.
Right.
And he goes to work like nothing happened. He even had a change of clothes. He says that that was because of work itself, that he always carried a change of clothes in his car.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, nobody noticed. He, except for Shanann's best friend, mm-hmm. Nicole, she's the only person that notices something's up the morning of, because Shanann usually texts her, like, at the same time every morning. You know, she's very bright and early. They're very close. And she didn't get any text from her that day. She sees that her car is there, and nobody's home. And Chris is not answering the phone. So she freaks out and is literally like, something happened to my friend.
Yeah. She immediately knows that something's off.
Yes.
Well, and she missed an appointment too, didn't she? Shanann missed a doctor's appointment.
I think so. Yeah, you're right too, because she was basically looking to hear about that.
Right.
And yeah, I don't think Chris knew that Shanann had an appointment that day.
I don't think so either.
I think that's probably what made the big red flag for her a lot, especially since she wasn't answering the door.
Yeah.
So where the fuck would she be otherwise?
Right.
So she calls Chris, and Chris is like, oh, yeah, they went on some play date.
With no car?
Yeah, none of it makes sense. None of it makes sense.
Any sense.
So this is actually when the rest of us are coming into, like, knowledge of what's happening. Like, the first day I saw this case covered on the news was when, like, Nicole called the cops, like, this day. And, which I think was, what day is this? I think this is August 10th or 9th, 18th, I think. I forget. Anyway, So an officer was called to check the perimeter of the Watts establishment since Shanann wasn't answering her texts. And Chris gets called by the cops to get some more information at work. Mm-hmm. He comes home in a really fucking weird way. He's like, stops to say hello to certain people on the block and like doesn't really care what's going on, it seems. Like, he's very cool. Like, he's trying to play this off like, oh no,
he's trying to get an alibi,
everything is fine. Yeah, like, no, I have no idea what you guys are talking about. She's mad, you know, she probably took the kids, she's not answering. It's all very strange. And we watched this at this point. Mm-hmm. Like, he makes a statement where the whole, like, everyone in Colorado was like, what the fuck is he talking about?
Well, he's, like, smiling the whole time, yeah. Too. He's, like, little smiles. You just get a feeling
something's wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all very strange. The thing that was crazy is that he was spinning so many stories that it literally seemed like he was trying to say they vanished within the household. Is, like, ultimately what I was hearing. It was, like, they didn't leave. You didn't see them leave. Like, none of this happened. Like, yeah, it was, like, very stupid.
Jesus.
But little did Chris know that his neighbor, Nathaniel, has camera footage. Because he was like, I don't know. We don't have cameras. We don't know where they went. And the neighbor's like, well, I don't know. Maybe I can find something. Has footage of Chris pulling out of his driveway that morning. But that's it. That's the only footage they have from the Watts household. Wow. And absolutely no sign of Shanann. Shanann has not been seen for since her friend dropped her off last night. That evening, police canvassed the neighborhood and put out an alert about the family. Mm-hmm. They are literally not sure at this point what is going on with the kiddos. Now, Chris is lying to the police. It starts mostly with the affair question because he wants it to seem like she left him for someone else is what he's trying to get at, I guess, is the angle he's going at now. After a day of them being missing, the police are like, well, we have to interview you. Like, you're our first suspect that we need to.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. We got to make official or we got to X out.
Dude, you fit the mold.
Yeah.
I mean, to the police at this time, he didn't. I don't know why. It was like they were fucking the Scooby-Doo police again. I don't know. I want to say detectives on this case, great job, but honestly, kind of not really. It was literally handed to you. Sorry, no
kinda
offense,
but
don't sue me anyway. That's like another one of our catchphrases on the show.
Don't sue me.
It's my opinion. It's my opinion, god damn it, I said that at the beginning. Nicole is like, I'm not lying to police. I'm not going down with this fucker. I'm going to tell them what happened.
Yeah, fuck. Because
this is weird. Yeah. So she goes to police, lets them know. This is without Chris's knowledge, though. He has no idea that Nicole went to the police to kind of explain what was happening between them. Because the whole time he was fucking trying to lie about it, that little shit. I'm like, what else did you think you could lie about in this case? Let's see.
It's like, how did you think you were just going to slide your way out of this and out of killing your fucking family?
I think there's a certain level of understanding reality that Chris misses.
Like, you've gotten away with fucking cheating on your family for so long just because your wife was like, this isn't fucking worth it. I'm trying to raise my kids. And you're playing games.
Yeah.
And he just is like, oh, I got away with that. I'll just fucking get away with killing them too.
Oh,
it's
my
like,
God.
No.
I honestly, the way I imagine Chris feeling at this point, like, if I cheated on my wife and kids, I would feel unbearably guilty. Like, unbearably guilty.
Oh, my anxiety would be through the roof.
Right? And it's a lot to keep up and just try to pretend like everything's fine. So he's trying to live two worlds at the max. And I just think that the night, the whole time he's cheating on them with Nicole, it's like, he doesn't really realize the gravity of the situation. Mm-hmm. And thinks it's going to all work out just fine. Like, he'll be able to break up with Shanann and maybe get rid of the kids and everything will be good. Nicole and him will live on for happily ever after. And then gets Shanann in front of him and it's like overwhelmed with stress, I think, and anger. So I feel like there's a certain level of Chris kind of checking out prior to, like, he's disassociating as he's with Nicole almost. Because, yeah, like I said, you would feel a lot of pressure doing that every day for 1 month, lying about it.
So anyway, police know that Chris is lying about the affair and just want to see where he's going with it. Mm-hmm. So he kind of tells them that it's an hour or so that he spends talking with the police. They're kind of pressuring him. They have a feeling that they know what's going on, basically. They know that there has to be some sort of harm here. Mm-hmm. They're, yeah, ruling out the possibility that Shanann is just gone
right
at this point. Because I think, yeah, knowing Shanann, she fucking would have called, right? They're not stupid. And now with this affair thing. So Chris, they have an upper hand in that sense. So he then tries to spin the story and starts giving police a little bit more information and lands on Shanann killed the kids. And I killed her because I was mad about it.
No.
Why did you think that would be the fucking...
Worst part about it is he also tells his parents this. Mm-hmm. And they kind of still believe that that was the case to this day.
Because it protects their son. It takes this monster complex off their son who killed his kids and his wife. Like, yeah, you should feel bad about that.
Mm-hmm.
The interviews on this are really frustrating to me. Like, Chris just, they treated him so nicely. I don't know what it is. I don't know. I guess maybe I'm looking for some Elliot Stabler action. Just running the show in there.
Yeah.
And they're lucky that he is stupid because anyone else who got up there would not let that happen. He totally... Okay, so after he tells him that Shanann kills kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
He is a suspect still. They let him go. He doesn't get to leave. Comes back the next day after talking with his parents. And honestly, hours and hours until he confesses what really happened.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris explains that when Shanann gets home from her trip, they initiate sex... Or she initiates sex with him, and he felt bad that he did that. You know, so disgusting. I just think that's a really important part of the story. It's like, no, this man is literally having his cake and eating it, too, the whole fucking time.
Yeah.
He explains that he felt that was a test to try to keep them together. Like, fuck you, dude. It was then when he was straddling her, and she was scared of him. Mm-hmm. Well, the stupid thing about Chris, what his biggest mistake was, he did a lie detector test.
You never do one. Even if you're innocent, don't do that. It's not a good measure of anything, and it's not admissible in court.
So I guess that's just where this leaves off. After he confessed, he goes into it about why and stuff. To this day, he won't really fucking tell you why. It's always just like, I didn't really realize what I was doing, and I think there was just something in my mind that just pushed me to do it that day. I just snapped. Like, I just kind of woke up that morning knowing that that's what I had to do. Yeah, fucking right, dude. Yeah.
Is there the theory that his...
Nicole? Was, like, involved?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've talked about that a little bit. Sorry, a lot of this is, like, we're trying to remember what we talked about last time. But anyway, personally, I don't see too many actual clues about it. There's some stuff, like their communication, their text and stuff. If anything, Nicole may be... responsible of communicating with Chris about stuff that should have been a red flag to her, honestly, and that's kind of what I could see it, but I don't think she really told him to kill or, you know, thought she was going to gain something from having the whole family gone. In her opinion, she thought they were going to get divorced.
Yeah. One, I remember there was some stuff that people thought was weird, like that she Googled his wife's name, like the same day or the day after they were killed.
I think it's because she was trying to see if they were killed, something was happening.
So it's like, for me, it was like, was that a genuine concern thing, or was it like a...
It's a little bit of both. I mean, imagine being her. Like, imagine being the other person.
Bad intentions.
Well, and she also, like, Googled some stuff about, like, Amber Frey. Do you guys know who that is? She's, like, the mistress in the Scott Peterson case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that's why a lot of people equate that as, like... Because she Googled, like, how much money did she make by writing a memoir? And it's like, I don't necessarily see that as malicious. Like, if you find out something like that is going on, then, like...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't see that as cover malicious. Her ass in and a there lot was of also this, some
searches, apparently, of, like, does the other woman ever, like, become the first woman or something like that? Yeah. There was, like, some weird searches like that where, like, if you know that you're... your partner's cheating on someone with you, like, I don't know,
she, that just hits me weird. To me,
like Nicole is young, she is naive, mm-hmm. she totally thinks Chris is telling her what's going on, yep. and then she tries to find, like, she finds some stuff.
Like, she's trying to find some hope that, like, this
Chris is fucking weird too. Googles what is love. How does someone know when they're in love when he first meets Nicole? Yeah, that was something I forgot to mention. Well, no, in my opinion, Nicole literally was just like hoping that
she, like, really just didn't.
I think that at some point, she found, like, she knew the truth that mm-hmm. he was still married and was just like having a hard time leaving her, mm-hmm. and that was the truth yeah. that she was under. It was like, oh, at some point he's gonna leave her, it'll we're change. Gonna be yeah. together, yeah, it'll be fine, yeah. And that's why she's googling that kind of stuff, like, yeah. could the mistress, does she ever get, like, do people leave their wives, all that stuff. Is like, no, girl, they don't.
No, yeah.
But just, I think she was literally a girl who was interested yeah. in this man, super young, was totally getting played. In a perfect world, that's just all it would be. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't. And then when she's Googling Shanann and stuff, she's probably fucking confused about what's going on. Like, she's waiting for, Chris isn't telling her the truth, right? But mm-hmm. why are there all these police around? Mm-hmm. I'm going to make sure that my ass is not fucking...
Yeah.
caught and going yeah. down for this. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of why I think she Googled Shanann's name.
Yeah.
And then that chick, I mean, if I were Nicole's friend, I'd be like, you should try to make some money off of this because he was dangerous.
Right. Especially, you had no idea. Especially, it's like, it's not like she did it before he killed them or something. I could see that being a little weird, but like,
imagine what she got
afterward.
You know, what she had to put up with because of this case.
She, like, had to go, she all had to change her name and she move. Never,
it's so bad what happened to her. So yeah, I totally see her trying to maximize on this opportunity. Kind of messed up, but yes.
That their fucking person that you're seeing is going to fucking kill their family.
You could assume he's having an affair, which he is, right, and that yeah. you can work with, but this, like, I would have been the same way, constantly on the case. I mean, the second she knew what was going on, she went yeah. straight to police. Yeah, mm-hmm. that's why I'm like, if you go the other route, like, that she did have something to do with it, she's not that in love with Chris. No, she has a restraining order on him. She doesn't want him in her life.
No.
I could see if she was obsessed with him and, like, on his ass.
Unless he was manipulating the story.
Yeah.
And saying, like, maybe she was, like, always controlling him and shit. But, like, in that case, she's being manipulated by him.
Oh, I feel like you're saying that she agrees, but the kids, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's, none, like, of this
fits her character.
It's thinly veiled misogyny. That's yeah. what this entire really case boils
is.
Down to.
Yes,
on Shanann, on Nicole.
All of it is misogyny.
All yes. of it is just yes. men yes. not taking accountability for their actions and being yep. allowed to do it because they're men.
Totally fucking feelings. Helping them yeah. with it. Yeah, and perpetrating that fucking idea that these ladies did it to themselves. Fuck yes. you.
No.
Yeah, no, Nicole, like, if she... I don't think that she knew Shanann that much to do that. I don't mm-mm. think that Chris was very honest about a lot of things. Like, mm-mm. to her, it sounded like he had marital problems, and mm-hmm. she was looking to be with him, and she was hoping that sometime he would leave her, but obviously she probably knew Shanann's a good mom or something, you know? But I don't think she ever, like... Well, and you're right, there were some people who talked about these lyrics to a song... by
Metallica.
Yeah, Metallica. That was pretty violent lyrics, and like Chris and Nicole talked about that. And so even then, unfortunately, I don't think that still puts her implicated into these crimes.
No.
If she completely agreed that, yeah, your wife should die in whole, you know,
yeah,
you should kill her and your family,
yeah,
and we could be together. Even if she said that to him.
These are still his actions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't being harassed. I would think that's a whole different case of, like, was Nicole pushing him? No. Right. He fucking killed his family on his own.
He's a grown adult.
Yeah. Yeah.
He made that decision entirely on his own.
She was really close to him throughout this whole time. Like, it's very confusing as to why she didn't see what was going on, or maybe she did, and Chris is just really strange.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she can tell his behavior was strange. But I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. There are good theories that have some, like, you make you think, you know? But mm-hmm. for the most part, I haven't seen anything that was, like, true.
Yeah. This case is scary.
I know.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
And he's in prison, obviously. Do you know if he's under, like, protective watch?
Yeah, yeah. He still is. Yeah, he's gotten the star treatment since the beginning, unfortunately. Okay. Yeah, he doesn't have it that bad right now.
I know they moved him out of Colorado.
Yeah, they did, which he was not happy about, I don't think.
Well,
No.
Just, you know, when you feel something, say something in your relationship too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This just is a really good example of how things can escalate between people who were totally level-headed at first, maybe. I don't know.
Communication is very important.
Yes. And communication of expectations and needs is also very important.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And not being able to fulfill those needs and expressing that is also big.
Exactly.
You don't just blame it on the kiddos. And at this point, those are like... Yeah, that whole family is very, very sad situation. There's also some ghost activity related to the story, too. Check out some of those videos. Apparently, Shanann and the girls were not happy that Chris was getting away with his lies at first. Mm-hmm. And were trying to totally get police's attention that, you know, what happened, happened.
Yeah. We can put some pictures of those mm-hmm. on our Instagram, I think.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
There's some interesting videos also about, like, fucking police officers hearing things in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you want a credible source, there's one.
Yeah.
And they also have, like, motion sensors in the house that go off because that right now the house is empty.
Yeah.
So.
Not weird surprising. Shit. Well, go check out those pictures on our Instagram. Not a boogeyman. What else?
If you want to see the blog post of this episode, please go to namnab.com. We have all the blog posts. That way, if you are have any hearing impaired problems like moi, it'll help you out. And we'll keep all the videos and pictures on there.
If you like us, join our Patreon. That would be really fucking awesome. We have special episodes on there that are fun.
It's a good time.
Exclusive.
And we want to do more fun stuff, but we need more people to hang out.
And you get cool shit if you get a higher tier.
Yeah. We send out merch. Gifts, like, immediately when you join, too. So, anyway.
Join us.
Come back next week. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.